First, please receive a cordial greeting from me to you. Today's devotional moment features one of the parables of Jesus, the parable of the farmer. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus often spoke in parables so that his listeners would think and draw conclusions through introspection. It is a great teaching methodology. We find this parable in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, and it goes like this. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The seed represents God's word. The farmer cast this seed indiscriminately, making no attempt to hoard or conserve seed. Seeds are like God's word, like God's love and mercy. They are intended for all people. There were four types of soil: the path, the rocky places, the thorns, and the good soil. These represent our own readiness to receive the good news of Jesus. They represent our thoughts, our emotions, and the circumstances of our lives at the moment that we must decide what is our response to the gospel. The seed that fell on the path did not get beneath the surface. It did not make an impression. It landed in a hard or perhaps a hardened place. Birds consumed the seed. Perhaps a person hears God's word while feeling hurt, while defending themselves from perceived attacks, or while experiencing negative emotions. Our openness to new things can be hard like the path and difficult to penetrate when we feel trampled on. And when we are saying, if God is good, how did God allow this to happen to me? The seed that fell on rocky places did sprout, but it did not develop a root system. So the sprouts withered and dried up. Oh, there was a good start. There was a prayer of confession. There was a commitment. There were moments of wonderful emotion, but that momentary joy did not last when problems arose. Perhaps the listener said, hey, Christianity was supposed to make my life easy. Christianity is not usually tried and found to be inadequate. It's usually tried, perhaps found to be difficult, and then abandoned. The seed that fell among thorns could grow, but it could not compete with the thorns. There was no time for Christian discipleship. There were too many other things to do. There were too many interruptions. Perhaps this was a young person who said, look, almost nobody in my school goes to church. I will wait until after I am grown up and life gets boring. The seed that fell on good soil produced a crop that was more bountiful than the seed itself. The seeds were tossed everywhere. Some bore fruit. The seeds themselves did not choose where to fall. We all have free will. We choose to let it make a decision. We choose to let God's word and the good news get beneath the surface, to water it, to nourish it, to remove the competing issues. We choose to bear fruit, to love the unlovable, to be channels of God's love and mercy. May God's love and grace bear fruit in your life today.